Michaela, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Now, if not managed properly, ongoing stress can, as I said before, have serious effects on our brain. But how exactly does the brain respond to stress?
Yeah, that's a great question. Well, we have something that's called the fight or flight response. Essentially, it's when our body prepares us to sort of fight or flee from something that's a threat. That could be, traditionally, it would be maybe if we're running from a tiger. It's actually a response that's designed to really help us survive and sort of flee or take on anything in the best way possible. So it might do things like, or it does do things like send blood to our muscles and change the dilation of our pupils to allow more light to come in and increase our heart rate and all of these sorts of things. But unfortunately, we're kind of stressed a lot of the time and our body doesn't really know the difference between maybe being chased by a tiger or running late for the train or running late for a meeting or whatever it may be. So the way that we're always sort of stressed in our day-to-day lives is sort of having this impact where we're continually entering this sort of fight or flight state, even though we're not really under sort of any imminent immediate threat. And it does have an impact in terms of changes in release of particular hormones and things like that in the body as well that can have an impact on the brain over time that can contribute to the onset or the maintenance of mental health issues. There's been a lot of research looking particularly at the impact of stress on depression and anxiety. So that's sort of the area that we've been looking at it a little bit from as well.
Right. Now, how do yoga and meditation affect our brain's stress response system?
Yeah, so that's a really interesting question. We did a meta-analysis where essentially that means that we took data from a range of different studies that had been published and we analysed all of that data together to sort of come up with what is considered to be high-level scientific evidence. And we assessed the impact of yoga and meditation on some of these different stress markers I was talking about, so some stress hormones, as well as some things like heart rate and blood pressure. And we found essentially that yoga and meditation were both pretty effective at decreasing some of these markers of stress, which was really fascinating, really. And we looked at different types of meditation as well. And we found that some meditation types tended to impact some markers more than others. But overall, all meditation types that we looked at had some sort of an impact on some of on the stress markers that we assessed. So what we found essentially is that meditation and yoga were overall decreasing these markers of stress reactivity in the body.
Right. And do yoga and meditation kind of differ from one another in terms of how they affect our brain?
Yeah, they do. Or I guess how they affect our brain, absolutely. And what we looked at was more so physiological markers. But they are essentially different practices and they are associated with different patterns of brain activity, different changes in the brain in terms of some brain structures as well, and also different changes in terms of these physiological markers. So while both of them appear to impact improve our ways of managing stress, they may not be doing it through exactly the same pathways, even though they're having a similar overall end outcome.
Right. If you've just tuned into Drive, we're chatting with Michaela Pascoe, postdoctoral research fellow in exercise and mental health at Victoria University, about just how yoga and meditation work to combat stress and anxiety. Now, with our increasingly busy lives, many people find it quite difficult to find the time to practice yoga and meditation effectively. So what do you think are some ways that we can overcome this?
I think it's important to set achievable goals. So some of the meditation studies were looking at meditation periods of 10 minutes a day, which is, you know, something that we could probably, most of us could try on most days to find 10 minutes to do a quick meditation. Or if it's to do something like a yoga asana class or a yoga class, you know, maybe trying to find at least one time a week or something like that to engage. But I think the point is that sometimes I think it may have been the Dalai Lama that said, if you're too busy to meditate, everyone should meditate for 20 minutes a day unless you're too busy, which means you should meditate 40 minutes a day. The point being that it is hard to make time in our lives for our well-being, but it doesn't make it any less important. So it is something that it, I guess it's worth making the time the time to do if it can sort of decrease our stress and increase our well-being and overall mental health.
Right, of course. And other than being good for our mental well-being, what are the other long-term benefits of mindful practice, do you think?
There hasn't been a huge amount of research into some of the other the benefits. Most of it has been looking at mental health outcomes. There has also been a small body of research looking at some sort of quality of life outcomes as well, and how well people rate their sort of quality of life. But that is intimately tied to mental health. Anything other than that would sort of be, I guess, my stipulation or my hypotheses around what the other outcomes or benefits could be. In terms of looking at yoga, of course, that's a physical practice, and it's associated with a range of sort of cardiovascular benefits as well. So yoga practice, like any other sort of physical exercise, is associated with, you know, it decreases in the incidence of cardiovascular disease and cancer, diabetes, a whole range of the sort of common diseases that are really widely affecting our population. So that has a whole range of physical benefits as well.
Of course. Michaela, thank you so much for joining us on the show today.
Thank you very much for having me.